here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Now, for the first time, there's a credit card that does everything. The new Standard Bank card. It pays a housewife's shopping bills, it pays a businessman's bills abroad. And like a savings account, it pays interest. So it's as big a help to a woman and her budget as it is to an international traveler and his. The new Standard Bank card. You can bank on the Standard, because we bank on you.
Someday you own, someday you own, sooner or later you'll own generals.
Someday you own, someday you own, sooner or later you'll own generals.
Someday you'll own General Tires.
Together over an evening, is it?
No.
Well, what shall we do now, then, Harry?
Well, I don't care.
Oh, hello. Look out of the window. There goes Mrs. Biggs.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Up to the dog and duck again, I'll bet.
Yes, and she'll still be there come chucking out time.
I'll have a small treble gin, please, love. I got caught one year. I'll never ask her again.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I see you still got that spider on the ceiling, Phil.
Mm. Oh, yes. Oh, do you think I could borrow your vacuum tomorrow so I could get rid of him?
Yeah, sure, Phil.
Oh, thank you, Thelma. Well, haven't you got anything to say, Gerald, dear?
Yes. It's a pity we're too late to go to the pictures. Apparently there's a good programme on at the Odeon this week. 2X films and a Tweety Pie cartoon.
Ooh. Oh, I love Tweety Pie.
Yes, and they've got a new ticket tearer down there too. Ooh, she looks very good.
How do you know, Gerald?
Well, all the lads down at the factory are after her, so there must be something there.
Well, if we go now, we'll only miss the Tweety Pie.
Calm down, Harry. We aren't going anywhere tonight. Especially not to make eyes at an usherette.
Oh, come on, Phil. It's boring sitting around here.
Maybe it wouldn't be if you tried to make something more out of it. Liven up the place a bit.
Well, how? Shall I dance around with a lampshade on my head?
No. No, thanks. We had enough of that at your last party.
Haven't you heard any new gags lately?
That's a point. I had a good one the other day. Here we go. Now, there was this chap on a quiz show, you see. Oh, he was a bit of a dodo, really. Then the question master said to him, he said, and tell me, Mr. Loder, where...
No, just a minute. What's this Mr. Loder business?
Well, there's nothing personal about it, Jerry. I mean, I just picked a name out of the air, you know, the way you do.
Well, if the chap's a bit of a dodo, call him something else, will you?
Oh, blimey. Why can't I get on with my story?
Call him Smith, then.
All right. Well, there was this chap on a quiz program, you see. He was a bit of a dodo, really. And
his name was Smith.
Yes. Quite right. Gerald Smith. And so the question master said to him, Now tell me, Mr. Smith, where is Durham? And old Smith thought and finally said, yeah, in the Pink Panther. And the question master said,
in the Pink Panther?
And he said, yes. Durham, 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 Durham. How about that, eh? Durham, Durham.
Is that it?
Yes. Good, isn't it? Durham.
I don't think I get it, Harry. Isn't Durham in Ireland?
Yes, but... Oh, never mind.
Got any more like that, lover boy?
Even if I had, I wouldn't tell him.
Good. Here, I'm sorry I brought it up in the first place. You aren't expecting any other visitors tonight, are you, Gerald?
No, Thelma, why?
Just wondering, no reason, really.
Pity, though. I mean, even the vicar would be welcome.
Oh, I wonder who that is. Come in.
Ah, thank you, kind friend. Good evening. Good evening, one and all.
Evening, vicar. Hello.
Well, well, well. Speak of the devil, eh?
Not in my presence, if you don't mind, Mr. Duff.
No, I meant that... Oh, blimey. What can we do for you, vicar?
Well, a few things. But first, I thought I'd pop by to see if you were still alive, all of you.
Oh.
And if so, to renew acquaintances.
What do you mean, vicar?
Well, it's been such a long time since we've seen each other. I mean, such a long time. Especially on a Sunday.
Yes,
I'm sure I quite understand. Amazing how few parishioners seem to be able to find time these days, especially when the church roof fund is so desperately short of support.
Yeah.
It's a little more than oh dear, Mrs. Loder. We're drastically short of funds. I don't suppose you'd all like to make a small contribution.
All right.
Oh, good, good. What a fine spirit. A wonderful gesture. Yes, thank you, kind friends. Any amount will do anything, no matter how small.
All right, here you are then, Vicar. This is from Phyllis and me.
Oh, why, thank you, Mr. Loder. How very generous. Only 20 pence?
Well, you did say no matter how small.
Oh, yes, but I know, but I've given 20 pence. We're trying to replace the church roof, not build a doll's house.
Yes, well, that will. Well, there you are now. Will that do?
Oh, yes, I suppose a pound is a better proposition, yes.
Could I have the 20 pence back, please?
How about you, Mr. Duff? What are you going to give after that generous gesture of Mr. Loder's?
Well, here we are then, Vic.
Oh, I say, £5. Oh, how terribly generous, Mr. Duff. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure, Vic. Think nothing of it.
You wouldn't like to improve upon Mr. Duff's gift, would you, Mr. Loder?
Well, I don't think I...
£5 I'm bid from Mr. Duff. Do I hear more? £5. Five. Any advance on £5? Do I hear six? Six? No? Sure. Well, going for the first time, going for the second time, gone to Mr. Duff for £5.
You know... You make it sound like I've just bought something, Vicar.
Oh, you have, Mr. Duff, you have.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, you've bought, or should I say won, you've won the right to mow the church lawn on Saturday.
Oh, blimey, all right, Vicar.
Bad luck, Harry. Sorry I couldn't bid higher than you.
That's all right, Mr. Loder. There's a second prize, too.
Oh, dear.
Yes, you have won the right to weed the flower bin.
Me? Weed the flower bin?
Oh, what a generous offer. Our thanks to you. Our deepest heartfelt debt.
Really, I wouldn't
bother to fight it, Gerald. You've got no chance. Or to put it in your own words.
Well, I must be off. Thank you all for a highly entertaining chat. Most enjoyable, most...
Oh, goodbye, Vicar. Call around again sometime.
I certainly will, dear lady. Thank you. I might even get some tea next time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vicar. Would you like a cup?
Oh, how very sweet and thoughtful of you to offer. But no, thank you, dear lady. I must be off. Oh, but before I go, I must tell you that I happen to be chairman of the Blossom Avenue House Owners Association.
Now, bully for you, Vicar.
Yes, indeed. Bully for me. Anyway, as chairman, it is my duty to inform you that the committee has taken a special interest in you.
Oh, that's nice.
I wouldn't be so sure of that if I were you, Mr. Loder. We've decided that the fence between your two properties is badly in need of renewal.
In need of a what?
Renewal, dear lady. It's in such a dilapidated state that it's an eyesore for the community. You will have to build a new one. And as soon as possible, please. We'd hate to get nasty. Cheerio.
No, he walks in here, robs us of 6 quid and 20 pence, cons us into working all day Saturday, tells us to build a new wall, and then he says he doesn't want to get nasty. Long on Riley, I don't know.
Here we go gathering nuts in May, nuts in May, nuts in May. Here we go gathering nuts in... Come here, nuts. You, where are you, nuts? Come on, nuts. Come to Percy, nuts. Oh, there don't seem to be any nuts. Oh, well. Here I go gathering flowers in November, flowers in November, flowers in November. Here I go gathering flowers in...
Excuse me, mate.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, hello. You're Gerald Loder, are you?
No, I'm Percy Snodgrass.
Percy Snodgrass?
Yeah, that's me.
Huh, and I'm Little Bo Peep.
Oh, hello. Pleased to meet you. You're not at all like I imagined.
Yeah. Well, listen, mate, can you tell me where I can find him? I've got delivery to make to number 28 Blossom Avenue, but I can't find a gate with 28 on it.
Yes, well, there's a reason for that. Somebody stole Gerald's gate and he hasn't found it yet.
Stole his gate? What for? I mean, who'd want to steal a gate?
Yeah, can you keep a secret?
Yeah, why?
Well, if you can, I'll tell you who it was.
Oh, yeah? Who was it then?
It was me.
You stole his gate?
Yes, me. But then I didn't really steal it. I just hid it away.
What for?
Well, the gate used to squeak, and no matter how much oil I poured on the hinges, it didn't help. When I used to visit Phyllis...
Phyllis?
Gerald...
Who's Phyllis?
Phyllis. Oh, who's Phyllis indeed? She's the love of my life. The reason for my continued existence on this planet... The star that guides me home at night. And she's Gerald's wife, worse luck.
Yeah, well, just do us a favour, carry on about the gate then.
Well, when I used to visit Phyllis, Gerald would hear the gate squeaking when I opened it. Right. And then he'd look out of the window and see me coming. And then when I knocked at the door, he'd pretend there was no one at home.
Why didn't you just climb over the fence instead of going through the gate?
Well, I tried that, but Gerald put barbed wire across his fence and I tore a big hole in my trousers.
I see.
No, you didn't, but everyone else did.
Yeah, well, listen, mate, this is all highly interesting, but please tell me, where's number 28? I've got a load of bricks and whatnot to deliver.
What whatnot?
Cement and sand.
Oh, bricks and cement and sand. Oh, I wonder what they're going to do with those.
It sounds suspiciously like they're going to build a wall to me.
Yes, yes, you could be right, I suppose. I'd better pop over and help them later. Gerald could do with my expertise.
Well, if you say so, mate. But then again, I suppose he could also do with his front gate back again.
Du monde, the flavor of France. Gauloise, the cigarette the French made famous, now made in South Africa. Le goût de la Gauloise, so different, the French. Gauloise.
Hello?
Hello, Shirley. George. Shirley, I've caught that Japanese thing that's going around.
Oh, does that mean you'll be late?
Oh, no. It means I'll be early.
Early?
Yes. I've got myself the new Mazda Capello Rotary.
Is that the same as Kong flute?
Shirley, the Mazda Capella Rotary is a motor car. A fast, reliable, reasonably priced motor car.
George!
Shirley.
The Mazda Capella Rotary. Power to the people at the people's price.
Exciting. I can hardly wait to get started.
Yeah, you're sure you know what you're doing, Gerald? I mean, bricklaying isn't easy, you know.
Of course it is, Harry. I've seen it done.
Yeah, it's not quite your scene, is it, though? I mean, manual labor.
Well, I must admit that I'm more used to working with my brain, yes, but I've been known to use my hands to good advantage, haven't I, Phyllis?
Oh, yes, dear. Like that time you did that jigsaw puzzle blindfolded.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was supposed to be a view of Blackpool Tower, wasn't it?
That's right, Thelma, yes.
Yes, it ended up looking like a female Frankenstein's monster.
Now, Thelma, there's no need to be jealous. Come on, Harry, let's get going.
Right, now the first thing to do is to get a fair division of labour going. I'll lay the bricks. You can pass them over, Thelma. And it's your job to see that they're straight, Phil.
All right, Harry.
What do I do then?
Well, that's easy. You're in charge of mixing the cement. Now, I'm off to have a kip. Let me know when you're ready for me, then.
Oh, I've had it, Phyllis. I've had it, I tell you.
Oh, my poor Gerald.
Yes, your poor me, yes. Why did I have to be the one that did the dirty work mixing the cement?
Oh, come on, Gerald. You heard Harry. We all have to do our bit.
Well, I would have felt a whole lot better if he'd done this bit.
But he's going to lay the bricks.
Well, why couldn't I have done that?
He probably knows more about it than you do.
No, I doubt that.
Well, here he comes now, dear. You can ask him.
Well, how's it going then?
I thought you were kidding.
Yeah, but I got tired of that. You were talking so long. Now, what's the problem, Gerald?
Well, it's hard work, that's what it is.
Well, that always was a problem to you, wasn't it?
No. I mean, this mixing cement is harder work than I thought.
Well, it's got to be done. Otherwise, I'm going to have nothing to bung in between the bricks.
And how come you're doing the easy work?
Easy? This is the hardest part of it. Bricks is blooming heavy. And did you know that a good brickie can lay 1,000 bricks a day? Can you imagine me picking up and putting down 1,000 of these things in a day?
You said a good brickie. How many can you lay?
Well, I don't know, do I? I've never tried before.
I've never done any bricking.
No, but I mean, there's a first time for everything, isn't there? And now that you've mixed the cement, this is as good a first time as any. Chuck us a brick over, Thel.
Right. Here it comes.
Oh, Mum, what have you done?
Now, Thel, when I say chuck a brick over, I don't mean actually chuck it over. I mean, pass it over.
Oh, sorry.
Blimey, just missed me lug hole, that did.
Pity you didn't miss my dining room window.
I said sorry.
With a shot like that, we'll be able to enter you for the shot put at the next Olympics.
I said I was sorry.
Oh, dear, it's getting my dining room table.
Sorry, Phil.
Oh, probably a good thing it did, though. Or else it might have wiped out the sideboard.
I'm sorry!
All right, Thelma, there's no need to shout. It's quite all right, really.
Is it?
Well, of course, as long as Harry pays for the damage.
I doubt that. I mean, I can't be held responsible for the actions of my apprentices, can I now? Now, come on, let's get going before Jerry's cement sets. Chuck us another, I mean, pass me a brick, Thelma.
Here you are.
Right, now you just chuck a bit of cement there, Jerry, mate, right on top of the old foundation. That's the way. And now, the first brick's laid.
Just like that?
Of course. Now, Phyllis has got to check if it's straight.
Oh, can I help you, Phyllis?
No,
it's me, Percy. Hello, Thelma.
Watch her, Percy.
And hello to you, Harry.
Yeah.
And you, Gerald, hello.
Hello, Percy.
And an especially happy hello to you, Phyllis.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten. Hello, Percy.
How could I forget someone like you? Hello, Billy.
Oh, I just thought you had, getting to me last. Hello, Percy.
I was just saving it up for an extra special big one. Hello, Billy.
Blimey, do you know they can carry on a conflab and still go through their little act at the same time?
Oh, it's so nice to see you, Percy.
Yes, isn't he?
No, it's not. What do you want?
Phyllis. I've just come to help, that's all. The man called at my place before he delivered your bricks.
Lucky old you.
And he told me what was going on, so I came over to offer my services.
Do you know how to lay bricks, Perth?
Well, I've seen it done.
Oh, blimey, another one.
Come on, let me have a go then. Chuck us a brick over somewhere.
No, don't say that.
Why, what's wrong?
One of my appies doesn't quite understand that instruction, that's all. Anyway, I'm the bricklayer around here.
Oh, come on, give me a go. Come on, don't be a meanie, Harry. Let Percy have a go.
No. This isn't going to be just any old straight up and down wall, you know. This is going to have slits in it and all.
Well, that's all right. Just give me the slits and I'll put them in.
No. Look, you can help Phil, Percy. She's supposed to see that all the bricks are straight. Now, try that one for a start.
Well, he looks straight enough to me. What do you say, Phyllis?
Oh, yes. Oh, well laid, Harry.
No. You're supposed to check it with the spirit level.
Spirit level? What's that? Something like a top measure?
No, not quite, no. It's this thing here.
Oh, that looks complicated. How do you work it?
Look, you put it on top of the brick and see if that little bubble there is between the two lines, which it is, so that brick's straight.
Is that all there is to it?
Yes, if you're dealing with a good bricky like me, of course. Now, come on, let's really get going. See if we can get finished by tonight.
Oh, my poor back. Oh,
come on, Gerald, knock it off.
But it's sore, Harry. Yours would be too if you'd been mixing cement all day.
Now, come on, Jerry, don't start that lot again. We've all done our fair share.
Yeah, and at least we got the blooming thing finished. And there can't be any more complaints from the House Owners Association.
Ooh, I wonder who that is. Excuse me a minute while I find out. Good evening. Can I help you?
Well, I hope so. Do you live here?
Yes, I do.
Then you can help me. It's about that wall outside. I'm from the Wimbledon Engineers Department.
Oh, well, maybe you better come in then.
Yeah, maybe I'd better.
Do you, please?
Right.
Gerald, there's someone here from the Engineers Department.
Well, what does he want? We haven't got any engines here.
Walls.
I beg your pardon?
I've come about walls. The one you've just built outside and the one that used to be there.
Yeah, good job, isn't it?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Pity it all has to be pulled down again.
What are you talking about?
Unless you can show me your approved plans from our department.
Plans? We haven't got any plans.
Ah, a confession. You did, of course, have permission to demolish the old wall, didn't you?
No, we didn't.
Ah, another confession. That's two contraventions so far.
What are contraventions?
What you've done, lady. You've contravened a local authority's building act of 1937 by demolishing one structure and erecting another one without obtaining prior permission. That new wall must be demolished completely, immediately.
No, hang on.
I'll be serving the contraventions on you tomorrow.
Blooming neck.
Oh, and don't forget to get our permission before you demolish this one, eh?
All that work for nothing.
Typical little man in a big position.
There he is again. This time I'm going to sort him out. Now listen, you've given us quite enough trouble. Evening, Vicar.
Evening, Mr. Duff. I trust you made a small error there in that you thought it was another and not my good self at the door.
Yes, that's right. Yes, well, come in, Vic. Everybody's through here. Look who's here, everyone. It's the vicar. As if we haven't got enough problems.
Good evening, one and all. How glad I am to find you all in. I'm very pleased to see you.
Oh, nice to see you.
Especially as I didn't see you today.
No, but we were supposed to be coming tomorrow, Vic. Sunday.
Ah, how soon we forget. Were you not coming to mow the lawn today?
Oh, blimey.
And you, Mr. Loder, were you not coming to weed the gardens?
Yes, well, we were, but, we sort of forgot, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we were putting up that new wall your committee wanted.
So I see. And for that, I have decided to absolve your sin of forgetting.
Very nice of you, mate.
And I might also say that you seem to have made rather a good job of the wall.
Yeah, they had a good bricklayer there.
Thank you.
Yes, so good, in fact, that I have a surprise for you all.
A surprise, yes? What is it?
Well, we had a jumble sale today and made rather a lot of money, especially from the auctioning off of Miss Frisbee's knick-knacks.
Oh, Miss Frisbee.
Yes, and we now have sufficient money to close the church roof fund and make a start of the actual building.
Oh, that's good.
The money we have, however, is but enough to cover the cost of materials. So, seeing as you owe us some labor after forgetting about today, and you've made such a good job of your wall, you've just been unanimously elected to build the new church roof.
When you know your own mind, when you come all brains, discover, smile off. In the book of life, you turn in your brains, discover, smile off. It's a dream that's not done, pure. What you've been waiting for, smile off.
Tavern, Sky Tavern, Pacific Arctic. A wonderful world setting the pace, getting the pleasure. The exciting world of Peter Stuyvesant. For Stuyvesant has what smokers the world over want. Rich, choice tobaccos, miracle filter, king size. So much more to enjoy.
That was Walled In, featuring David Horner, Jim Williams, Gillian Lomberg, Bella Mariani, Brian Squires, and Frank Graham. Script and production by Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio once again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.
Du monde, the flavor of France. Gauloise, the cigarette the French made famous, now made in South Africa. Le goût de la Gauloise, so different, the French. Gauloise.